Triple M, good times and greatest hits on the drive home. Love Tuesdays. Always get to talk to one of my favourite people for the drive home. He's in San Francisco, would you believe? Here on Triple M this afternoon. The one, thank heavens, the only, from EFTM.com. Hello, Mr. Trevor Long.
God, imagine if there was two of me. How annoying would that be?
Is it
Sorry, I was channeling my wife.
And many others. What are you doing in San Francisco?
Samsung are announcing their next smartphones on Thursday morning, Australian time. So I'm here to find out what the heck's going on.
You'd be pleased to know, and we talked about this last year, last week, I was absolutely bereft because I worked out last Tuesday morning that I had lost a follower on Instagram. Well, thanks to you putting the word out there, I'm back up again. I've got the same numbers. I don't know who they were, but they came back. So thank you for your help there.
Unbelievable. Oh, well great. Done.
Isn't technology wonderful?
Good work, everyone.
I know that you know they're probably not releasing too much pre-information about this Samsung release, but you've got to look at some new phones, which is going to be really good for the young'uns going back to school in the very near future. Affordable and functional. Over to you, son.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing here. You don't want to give your kids the latest Samsung or latest iPhone. That's lunacy, because they will break them, they will smash them, they will lose them, and you will regret that. So kids have got to learn. Now, in the same way that you wouldn't buy your kid their first car, a BMW, you'd get them something cheap and simple, so that because we're all going to knock about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at smartphones as being a kind of a path to greatness. So start off nice and simple. Officeworks have a phone called the Opal Kids smartphone. It is $197. It's an Android phone, works great, has a great parental controls built in for controlling what and when your child uses the phone, but also it has no camera, so the child can't take photos.
Right.
And that's a big learning for kids. You know, what do you take photos of, when, and how do you share them, stuff like that. So that's a nice onboarding for that conversation over the what would be another year or so ahead. So that's cool. Officeworks under $200. If you are willing to give them a camera, which most of us are, I love Oppo. They do great phones at a whole range of prices, but they got one at $260-odd. I think it's the A17. And look, it's a really nice looking phone. And I think that kids, especially if they're going to high school, they don't want some boring, daggy phone. They need something that looks nice. So this is a nice looking phone. It does everything you need on Android. And it's under $300, which is good value given what you could spend on a phone over $1,000. But I know there'll be kids nagging at their parents for an iPhone. And my true advice to parents is do not give them a new iPhone.
Mm.
My son is 16, just got his first new iPhone. Before that, he had a secondhand, much older iPhone. And before that, he had Android phones. If you must cave in and get them an iPhone of any sort, and there are advantages to that, screen time, parental controls, different things, get them a second-hand one. Get them a what we call a refurbished phone. And Boost Mobile right now have a bundle deal, $399, so $400 for an iPhone 8, so refurbished iPhone 8, looks great, works great, 12-month warranty, and $200 worth of network access. So you basically got a year's worth of data and calls and all that, and a phone for $400. So it's a pretty good little bundle deal.
Mm. Gee, do you remember when for birthdays and Christmases we just asked for a bike or a skateboard? Or roller skates.
Yeah. But, you know, they were dangerous, so get them a phone.
Yeah, well, health insurance had to go with it too. I remember I was doing a thing.
I was never a fan of broken arms.
No. I remember I was doing a thing. I was hosting a thing at a shopping centre once coming up to Christmas, and I was talking to this little guy, and I said, what do you want for Christmas? And he said, I've asked Santa for a trampoline. I said, has Mummy and Daddy got health insurance? And Mum was on the side, laughed herself silly, and Dad said, I hadn't thought of that. It's like, will. So, San Francisco, have you been back to your cell 24601 at Alcatraz?
Yes, I went back today. All the jottings and my tally on the wall are still there.
I wouldn't be surprised. If you want to read about this, and also KO Sports is going from $25 to $30 in a year. It keeps on going up, doesn't it? And also Sony has got some headphones that you do not put in your ears. They go on the outside. Having gone for about a 5K walk today, I don't quite know how that's going to work. But if you want to have a look, see for yourself, EFTM.com. Check it out. Trevor Long, be safe, my friend. You take care, and we'll talk again next week.
I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you, bud. And I'm going to put this up onto the listener app, of course, in case you missed any of those details there that Trev was talking about. Just look for The Drive Home, LASTNR, and you can take us wherever you want to go, whenever.